Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for being part of the day. That's Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with BJ Shah. He's National Director of BNI, an award-winning business leader, and he's also the Director of BNI at the, in the Emirates, UAE, in Qatar, and co-director of BNI's Kenya and Uganda organization. BJ, thanks again for being here. BJ is joining us on the event of BNI's Restart the World program. It's a three-day conference, basically, a virtual conference all around the world, rolling around the world one day at a time to help people get started again and realize that we're not in this alone. We got people around the world who support us. BJ, I'm so happy for you guys doing this. I love the quote from one of my favorites, from Frédéric Bastiat, the great French economist slash comedian. He said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." When goods cross borders, armies don't. And in my opinion, mm-hmm. your Restart the World program is a way of connecting people around the world and saying, "Let's stop fighting, let's do business." And one of the things that's happening this last few weeks has been an unprecedented event. The UAE, where you are right now, the Emirates, all seven of the Emirates signed a peace agreement with Israel. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that is definitely the big news in the last few weeks. I think the agreement was signed yesterday, if I recall correctly. So, yeah, it's exactly like you said. You know, at the end of the day, people just want to be safe, be happy, and be able to do business with each other. So I think this is really leadership at that front. You know, obviously we've got all the other political things happening around. And ultimately, I think there's so much to share with each other, you know, collaborate on. There are so many opportunities if you see that side. And then both the countries that recognize that. And that's exactly what they're doing, because there is a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes, you know, as far as research goes, science goes, especially in the current situation. I know both the countries are involved in some sort of research on vaccine and other stuff in the space. So, yeah, this is all about, you know, humanity. And
well, that's exactly right. And if we can figure out that the world would be a lot better place if we just do business together, quit fighting each other. Let's just do business. I want to live where I live. You want to live where you live. Let's enjoy our homes and raise our families and do business. I mean, doing business is promotes the human spirit. Fighting war does not do that. And when you've got people who always want to have conflicts, that's, you know, we need to fight those people with business, with commerce. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud of BNI. You guys have done an awful lot around the world to bring people together of different races, different languages, different cultures, different markets, and to show that basically you guys have proven that basically we're the same. We just live in different parts of the world. What do you think?
Yeah, we all speak. When it comes to business, we speak one language.
That's right. That's right. So tell us about what's happening in Qatar these days and in the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, with regard to the economy and the pandemic.
Yeah, sure. Look, like most other economies, obviously it's not been an easy ride. Things are tough, but the leadership has stepped up. I think this requires really strong leadership in making sure that, you know, health and safety of the people comes over and above everything else. People pretty much tend to be quite compliant over here, so we don't really have any issues. So we did have a lockdown, you know, which was very strict, but everybody complied.
How long?
And I think that really helped us in bringing down the numbers quite sharply. So it was managed really, really well.
Is that over? Did you lift? Have you lifted the lockdown?
Yes, we did. Lift it 2 months ago.
Okay,
You know, with school starting again and people coming back from summer vacations, the numbers are going back. But you know, it all seems, when you go out there, it looks normal. People wear their, you know, masks. They comply with the social distancing.
How has networking been affected by this? How has your work and networking been affected?
Well, we made a shift to online. I think it was a steep learning curve for many people adapting to change. And, you know, you're used to meeting face-to-face. But we've made that shift globally, actually, not just here.
Right.
And people seem to have adapted quite well and really see the value. You know, ultimately, there's relationships. So whether it's online or in person, if you can figure out a way to start building trust and maintain that trust with each other, you know, business can be done. So, we've shifted online and it's working.
Last question, and I need a quick answer because I'm running out of time. Do you think you'll go back to face-to-face networking when this is all over?
Possibly. But I think we've learned that using technology, we can do so much more.
Right.
So quite a bit of travel can be cut down, and you can still.
I hope you do. As a senior baby boomer, I hope you go back to face-to-face. I just think that's what humans should be doing. BJ, thank you for being here. Come back soon. I'm going to get you back again another day and give us some more reports. Will you come back?
Sure.
BJ Shaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Really appreciate it.
Director of UAE BNI.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.